paragraph numbers 18 and 19, we have this statement: because of the spiritual sense, the word is divinely inspired and holy in every word. So there's a critical need on the part of the divine plan to preserve the word, because the word is the means by which the human mind is regenerated. It's the means by which the Lord works in us, and this is because the word is from him, which makes it him, and therefore is that which is of the divine design to meet the divine end, which is the salvation of the human race. So the purpose for which the spiritual senses has been opened by the Lord is given, and this has to do with really dispelling doubts regarding the nature of the word, which can be excited by a mere literal reading of it. So you have those questions that are presented, which is, you know, can this be holy? Where is the divine in this, etc.? So those sorts of questions are highlighting the fact that from the letter of the word, it's impossible to see how it can be divine. And not only that, but it can lead to doubt and a dismissal of the text as being anything other than a human production. So that question is what underpins this whole section that we've been dealing with. And there's this assertion within the church that the word is holy. So if that is investigated, it needs to be shown how it is holy and why it is holy. And this is not apparent from the letter alone. It's just impossible to see where the holiness of the word lies other than an adherence to that idea from tradition and culture. So holiness is not some kind of sentimental attribution of divine origin to the text. That's not what holiness is. Holiness has to do with the sacred aspect of what's involved in the regeneration of the human mind. It's a sacred or most holy thing because it is the most important thing there is so far as any human being is concerned, and that is to have them undergo a process or the processes of regeneration so that they can be brought into being, really, brought into the kind of being that they are created to be. So this is why the word is holy. It's because it can undertake and has the power to transform the mind into something that is reflective of a heavenly form, and thereby can house the divine itself, or what is good and true, which is the same thing. So the word alone, because it is from the Lord and given for those purposes, is what conjoins the Lord with the church. It's what conjoins what is higher with what is lower. And so this idea of the spiritual sense is to dispel the doubts that may infiltrate those who are open to what's within the word, but through a lack of knowledge, through their own blindness and ignorance, have no idea about the spiritual sense. So with the opening of the spiritual sense, there comes an ability then to move beyond just discussions that center around the anomalies and contradictions of the letter, to actually see that the word itself, when understood from a more interior point of view, is consistent throughout, that there is no contradictions in it, and that any contradictions that we see is due to our limited vision, not due to the nature of the word, because the word is the Lord, and the Lord is the most integrated, consistent being that exists. Okay, so just this quote here from number 18, lest such thoughts, that is those thoughts that call the holiness of the word into question, should flow into the minds of many and ultimately prevail, and thereby conjunction of the Lord with the church where the word is should perish. It has pleased the Lord now to reveal its spiritual sense in order that it may be known where in the word that holiness lies concealed. So it's an important aspect to our own relationship to the text, to come to see just how it is able to unfold our own life and bring about that inner transformation. So just another quote: therefore, in order to remove all doubt as to such being the character of the word, the Lord has revealed to me the word's internal sense. This isn't an intellectual exercise that Swedenborg undertook, and we can tend to forget that. It was direct experience So if you were to read some of, say, Swedenborg's experiences in the Spiritual Diary and his confrontation of the hells and that sort of thing, you know, he learnt about the power of the word to deliver and save and protect through a direct experience of it delivering, saving, and protecting him. So the Spiritual Diary and the style of that is very different to, say, what you read in what you're reading here or in the Arcana or anything else, because what the process in terms of him getting it down to publishable works, it's almost like he's taken the emotional elements out. And what you get is the experience in a codified form. And of course, if you want to know if this is true or not, you have to engage. You have to actually be willing to confront your own proprium and see and experience truth at work at that level for the truth of this to make any impact on us. So if it's just approached as an intellectual exercise, as something interesting, well, it doesn't bring anything of the very thing that this is designed to unpack and save us from. It doesn't bring us in front of that. So there is a need to understand that what Swedenborg wrote was out of direct experience, not out of some theorizing and speculation. That's not a real belief. That's the point. And it certainly won't sustain anything going forward. So the next bit he says, in its essence, this sense, that's the spiritual sense, is spiritual. So it has application to the mind. That's what the term spiritual means. And in relation to the external sense, which is natural, that's the latter, the literal level, is as a soul is to the body. So the two things are intimately related, but they are different degrees. So this sense is the spirit which gives life to the latter. And the latter comes alive when we begin to see our own process in it. It can therefore bear witness to the divinity and holiness of the word and convince even the natural man if he's willing to be convinced. And so the word carries a meaning of a completely different quality to the surface meaning found in the sense of the letter. So you cannot see the spiritual sense in the letter, in the sense of the letter, but it can be revealed through it. So the spiritual sense really, if it's to be of any value, is that sense that opens up what our work is, what we need to be doing and working with. That's kind of what the spiritual sense is. And because it's revealing things that are not discoverable through the senses, that's the whole thing about the spiritual sense, it's revealing the inner workings of the mind, which you cannot detect through the physical senses. It has to be revealed. And that's why we have the text, the word. So the mistake that is made in various areas of science is that you can arrive at truth through the senses, through enough data, whereas what the writings point out is that the natural mind cannot arrive at truth. It can only affirm what it already believes. And so the beliefs, in a sense, have to be given, or knowledge about that there is a divine, that there is such a thing as divine love and wisdom, how it works, how it flows, all of that has to be revealed, because no human mind is capable of arriving at being able to see that from its own resources, because the function of the natural mind is not to determine whether something is true or not. It is to take hold of truth and affirm it through the data that it can collect. So it's kind of a reversal of things, really. It says that the Lord is only known to those who are in genuine truths from the Lord. So we only know the spiritual sense if we are in genuine truths from the Lord. So the question is what does it mean to be in genuine truths from the Lord? And it's to be in the practice. Truths are genuine truths when they are seen to be true. Things of a spiritual nature can only be seen to be true if we're willing to test them in life through living from them. This is just a quote from number 5. So the spiritual sense, however, does not appear in the sense of the letter. It is within it as the soul is in the body. It is this sense especially that makes the word spiritual, not only for men but also for angels, and therefore the word by means of this sense communicates with the heavens.